We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I guess give me a sense for you in the war room and kind of how that kind of evolved over the last couple of years to you know, making a statement and really kind of putting some emphasis on Autism Awareness Month.
Well, I think what ended up happening was once the league was really making it a requirement to have cameras in your draft room, I just saw it as an opportunity where we're going to have a camera in here, we're going to have exposures. Like, there's no other opportunity to really hit this number of people in one shot as we have on, you know, during the draft coverage. So it really married up with April being Autism Acceptance Month and the draft coverage. It really was something that was sort of organic and really made a lot of sense where we can visibly have a lot of coverage and a lot of awareness brought about just by showing our logo and having fans ask more questions about what it is that we're doing.
That was my question. What's been kind of the impact that people ask and, you know, or, hey, I didn't know, you know, we're, you know, it's a family, it's a fraternity.
Look, I think it's brought a lot of attention. I think a lot of people didn't necessarily know about the sensory rooms that we had. And look, I think it's helped not only the Saints, I think it's helped the Pelicans as well, in that we have sensory rooms at both venues. So the fact that a lot of people didn't know that, if you reach one, you're making a step in the right direction, and I thought we've reached more than one.
Yourself and Jeff Ireland, and you guys both know that my family has, you know, been impacted with this. It's, you know, it doesn't go away, yeah. And it's parents, right? I mean, you're so scared, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to turn, but we have always found that parents and colleagues who are going through similar situations have been very helpful, and I would imagine that would be the same for you.
Yeah, look, I think it's important to have support groups for parents because it's, you know, the unspoken effect of dealing with, you know, whether it's a child, you know, on the spectrum or whether it's a child with any sort of disability. Like, a lot of times people take things for granted and don't understand how difficult it is for people to deal with their own situation. So I think any support that we can bring, any awareness that we can bring is only going to help in the long run.
And the key, because for families that do face those challenges, it doesn't end on May 1st. It's about a year-long, philosophy and a year-long awareness.
Yeah, look, it's year-long awareness, and it's a lifetime of things to deal with. And one of the things that my wife and I are very passionate about is bringing more awareness to adults with autism, right? Because a lot of times we focus on early childhood development, as we should. And yet, as a society, we don't really have plans for these kids when they become adults.
Or even adolescents. Yep. To late teenagers, it's, you know, we know what to do, 3 to 8, speech and, you know, inclusion, but there's some pockets out there that need to be looked at.
Yeah, and then, you know, as they get older and they age out, like, they can go to high school for a couple of extra years, but then after that, where are the resources? Right? Where's the community? So I think it's up to us to really provide at least a space for people to be able to communicate and get some information out. So not only is it the visual, you know, we try and connect with different organizations within the region to give them a platform at least to get their message out. So, you know, we have our draft party tomorrow at Manning's, and, you know, we're going to have several organizations there. We're going to have SOAR. One of these organizations, I forgot, wasn't able to attend. They had a scheduling conflict, but we had SOAR, which is Strengthening Outcomes with Autism Resources. We had Gulf South Autism Center, Raphael Village, and Computing for Youth with Autism through Families Helping Families. So there's going to be a panel discussion. I believe it's between 2 and 2:30 tomorrow, where they'll have an opportunity to have a panel and people can ask questions and basically get more exposure out there for people.
Well, on behalf of everyone, we thank you for helping push that exposure, and good luck today. Good luck through this weekend, and good luck in the future.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.